have versus
all right,
the pedestrian.
All right, stay still.
Okay, what's
stay
the address?
Still.
I need the address of the emergency, please.
I told
I'll
you.
Help on the way. I just had to verify it. What is the phone number that you were calling from?
Immediately. Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry.
Okay, what is the phone number that you're calling from, just in case you get disconnected? Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
So I don't know. Someone's in front of my house on the ground. They got run over by a snowcat. He's been crushed.
Okay, we
have... Send paramedics to ambulance.
Everyone's on the way right now, okay? Just stand.
Listen to me. You might want to get a life flight out here immediately.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Hey, it's run over.
Okay. Are you with them right now?
Yes, he is in rough shape.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's probably 40.
Okay. And is he awake?
Barely.
Okay. Is he breathing?
He is.
Okay.
Yes, they're coming.
They're coming as fast as they can, okay?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Yep. I don't want to...
Are there hazards involved?
I can't hear you. Say again.
Are there chemicals or other hazards involved?
No.
Okay.
No. Just a lot of blood.
Is anyone pinned?
No.
Okay.
We just need someone here right away with life-saving techniques. Come on.
Okay. We have help coming from all over right now, okay? Does he appear to be completely awake?
It's in there.
Okay.
It's right at the, just before Mount Rose when you're going up the mountain.
Okay.
4 to 5 minutes prior.
And then are there any obvious injuries?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
I just have to ask the questions. They're on their way. And then is there any serious bleeding?
Yes.
Okay. Paramedics have been on the way this whole time to help. Just stay and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. I do need to advise. Do not split any injuries, and then do not move him unless he's in danger. And then for everyone's safety, stand well clear of approaching traffic, and if it's safe to do so, turn on flashing hazards. Where is he bleeding from?
I don't know. I can't tell. His head.
Oh.
Easy. It's on the inside of me.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how to stop the bleeding. Listen carefully to make sure we do it right. Get a clean, dry paper towel, and then tell me when you have it.
We've got it. We've got it.
Okay.
We've got it wrapped around.
Place it right on the wound and press down firmly, and then don't lift it up to look.
It's a head wound. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Just touch firmly, Barb.
What other injuries does it look like he has?
I don't know. Tell me what happened.
Right here.
Okay. Under the cat? Okay, so he got we're talking one of these huge cat bees on the snow mountain, so he got crushed underneath of it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood over here, so you got to get somebody over
here
immediately.
We have lots of people coming, and then we also...
And tell them to be careful. We're in the middle of the road. When they come down from the top, it's on quite an incline. They don't want to run over us while we're in the road.
Okay.
It's very icy. Tell them to be careful.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you go get something you can put, something to support his head, Barb.
Okay, does it look like the bleeding is under control on his head?
Okay, he says he's got ribs issues.
Okay.
His right side. Yeah, he got crushed up on his right side.
Like
his
up here?
Ribs
his
are broken.
Right chest?
Yeah, his right chest and the upper torso. His ribs look like they might be crushed. He's got a head wound as well.
Okay.
Just keep this on you.
Keep
pressure on it.
Yep, keep the pressure. If it keeps bleeding, you're probably not pressing hard enough. Remember to keep a firm, steady pressure on the wound.
I understand. I
do need to place you in a brief hold to answer another 911 call. I will be back on the line with you, okay? So my partner actually got that. So
they're on their way. This is...
Reassure them that help is on the way from now on. Just don't let him have anything to eat or drink. It might make him sick or cause further problems. Don't move him unless it's absolutely
Barb, this is easy now.
Just tell I am going to stay on the line with you as long as I can. Watch him very closely, like, for any changes. If he becomes less awake or starts getting worse, tell me immediately and tell me when the paramedics are right there with him, okay?
Yeah, keep pressure on the wounds.
Okay, and then I do need to place you on a brief hold to answer another 911 call, okay? I'll be right back on the line with you, all right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, my partner actually grabbed that one as well, sir. So I'm just still here on the line with you.
Okay, hold on.
I got you.
Huh? I don't know. How much further are they?
We have the Turkey Meadows truck coming, but we also have Incline coming as well.
Turkey Meadows.
Yes, we have Incline, Truckee Meadows. We have our closest units are all responding.
I'm driving my truck and taken to the hospital. Jesus.
No, and we also have Care Flight as well coming, okay?
Care Flight's coming. Yeah.
They can tell them they can land at Tannenbaum. The Tannenbaum Event Center. They'll be able to land there.
Okay, I'll let them know that. You said the Tannenbaum Event Center?
Yeah, there's enough room over there that Care Flight can land there.
Okay.
Yeah, I just told them there's going to be people here. Tell me if someone's coming from Reno. We're 5 minutes from the bottom of the,
Reno.
10 minutes.
They're coming up Joy Lake right now, okay, sir?
They're coming up where?
Joy Lake right now. It's just a road.
I don't know what that is.
They're on their way. I'll keep you updated, okay?
I tell them to come up Mount Rose Highway, Reno
yes.
here.
Yep, they're going to come up there just about.
Yeah, he's got broken ribs. He's probably got punctured lungs here.
Okay.
I'll be back. I can't see this enough. I'm back in my house. I'm getting, in case we need it,
okay,
sharp knife.
How many people are out with them right now?
Two people.
Okay.
And there's two people and the victim. There's three total. Me would be four total.
Okay.
I'm back in the house.
Is he laying in the snow?
Yes, he's laying in the middle of the street.
Okay.
You can't move him.
I know
you're asking questions. I'm just.
No, it's okay. While you're in the house, can you grab him a blanket or something to at least try and help keep him a little bit warm? We don't want to move him.
He's got all snow equipment on.
Okay.
He's got snow stuff on. We've got towels, a pillow.
Okay.
He's in rough shape.
And I'm keeping everyone updated with everything you're telling me as well. And I told them the Tannenbaum Event Center would be ideal for landing. I let Care Flight know that as well.
But, man, please tell me somebody's coming up from down in Reno, not from Truckee Meadows.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they are.
Hang in there, brother. Well, the pain's one thing. As long as you keep breathing, man. Keep fighting. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
They're coming up Mount Rose
still
right now, sir.
Can you please? Coming up Mount Rose right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck is about right. Can you give me an ETA?
In 1 second here. Let me see if I can. It's hard to give an ETA just because the snow on the mountain, I don't know how quick they're able to go.
His breaths are getting shorter, so please.
How's he doing?
Huh?
I said, how's he doing?
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you know when they hit that kind of hairpin turn down near, what is that?
Yeah.
Hibbett Trail? So right before?
I'm not familiar with those type of, I know what you're saying, right before.
Yeah, and that'll be kind of right before
your
decision.
This is all plowed. They're not going to have trouble. They're not going to have trouble getting in here. It's all plowed.
Okay. Has the bleeding been controlled on his head yet?
We haven't opened it up to look.
Okay, good job. You guys are doing great.
The bleeding on his head.
What are they saying?
There's a gas behind the right ear. I can't tell. It looks like there may be some coming out of his nose or his ear. So.
Okay.
No, I'll let you know as soon as I know. They're on their way up the highway. Yes, I told them to land at the Tannenbaum. How much longer, ma'am?
They're just about to come up on that hairpin trail here. They're probably...
Okay, they're almost here.
They're about half a mile from that hairpin turn that we were talking about there.
Okay. Okay. You're going to be all right, brother. This is just pain here. Just deal with that, and you'll be all right. We'll get you out of here.
All right. They're
hitting that. I wanted to meet you, though.
They're hitting that hairpin turn right now.
All right.
Are you warm enough? You're cold? Are you cold?
Yeah. Yeah, they're almost here. I'm going inside. I'll get what I can.
Jason, because of the cold.
And is he still awake?
Yes, he's, I mean, he just hit him.
All right, they're just coming out of that churn, so it shouldn't be much longer till they hit Sunridge.
Okay. They're coming out of the churn right now, so they should be here in a minute.
How's he doing?
Shallow breath.
Okay.
A lot of pain. He's conscious.
Okay.
We got him covered in blankets. His head's covered. He'll be drifting off.
Is he starting to kind of drift off into sleep?
No breathing.
Yeah. Stay awake.
All right, they're coming up Sunridge right now. They should be turning down right now.
All right. They're coming up now. Well, I can understand the road conditions, but, geez. I get it. Here they are. They're coming. I can see them.
You can see them? Okay. Let me know when
they're
right there.
I just saw them come through the trees. Oh, well. I did see them. I don't know if that's Catherine.
I think they're coming up from the other end, it looks like.
The Tenenbaum end?
Yes.
That might not be a bad idea. I saw someone down there. They must have been down past here. All right.
And I did advise them that it's very icy roads coming down from that part of the hill as well.
Yeah, I'll walk up there and tell them to slow down a little bit just in case.
Okay.
God, that would be horrible. I don't hear any sirens.
They, give me 1 second, sir. Okay, sorry, we're on the phone with the fire truck right now.
All right, I mean...
Okay.
God, we're...
Yeah, they're coming down right now, looks like. Yeah. That's them waving now.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for calling us in, sir. Okay. Just talk with the fire truck and they're all gonna be there to help him. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.